What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right, a couple of observations. This is a quick one. Have you guys seen this? I guess it's a recent trend, tap, hold, load in 4K. Have you guys seen this? Like, it's, I don't know, it's just some stupid thing on Twitter. And I was actually doing it like an idiot, like a, you know, like a 90-year-old person. I did it initially on my laptop, which is what I'm on now, right? And nothing's happening. Obviously, it's not a touchscreen. And then I go to my phone, and I'm like, what is this tap, hold, load 4K? So I do it, and I guess the picture's slightly better, hence the 4K description. But what I find interesting, and all the teams are doing it, like I think the Mets had something the other day, like tap, hold, load 4K. I think it was an old image of Shea Stadium. I don't know if the Yankees have done it, but everybody's jumping in, all the teams, all the schools, right? So the other day, the Jets, from their verified account, was it Woody's son tweeting this? It said, tap, hold, load, 4K, and there was a picture of Aaron Rodgers. Now, there's so many things here with the coaching surge. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be back, and neither do you, and I'm not even sure that the Jets know right now. But if you're the Jets, although maybe they do, if you're the Jets and you are right now predisposed to move on from Aaron Rodgers, why in the world are you putting this beautiful picture of Aaron Rodgers and imploring everybody, you know, to tap, hold, load, and download this picture in 4K? Why would you do that? It makes no sense unless you're really thinking about bringing it back. And then I was getting ready. I was just tweeting out the link to the podcast, let everybody know how to jump in. I love doing the live ones like we do after the games, which is what we're doing tonight. And we'll get the comments going. I'll have my guy Ev check in on that. So I was just scrolling on social media before, and the Jets put out another tweet, and it said, now they're doing the video thing. Tap, hold, load in 4K, these great Aaron Rodgers throws or these Aaron Rodgers highlights, whatever it was. I don't know. I guess that means Aaron Rodgers is coming back, which, as you know, if you pay attention to the pod or my work on WFAN with Sal, you know that I want Aaron Rodgers to come back. I'm not married to it, but I'm certainly more pro Rodgers coming back than not. Aaron Glenn. Now, we have talked a lot about this, and I've never wavered. It was always Mike Vrabel number one, always. And this is before Mayo was fired, and then I'm like, all right, as soon as Mayo gets fired, you know what's going to happen there. They will circumvent, as they did, and make a sham and a mockery, which they did, of the Rooney Rule, and they will just bring in a few people they have no interest in hiring, and Mike Vrabel will eventually be the coach of the Patriots, which he is. So once that happened, I'm like, all right, who else do I really like and really interested in? And it was always Flores, never got on the Gruden train. And obviously Aaron Glenn. I'm going to obviously get back to Aaron in a moment. I want to focus on that before we get to Rick. And you know, but I got to tell you, like, and I do think the Jets search has been very expansive, and I've lauded them for that. They've spoken to 12 head coaches, 8 general managers, 20 people. Like, the net is wide. Now, there's no guarantee they're going to get a fish, but at least it seems like they are running a very smart, very intelligent, all-encompassing search. So I give them kind of a golf clap because you still got to get it right. But on the surface, so far, they're doing it right. However, why in the world would they not call Mike McCarthy, who just got whacked by Dallas? And why in the world would they not call the Steelers and at least make them say no to a potential Mike Tomlin trade? That I don't understand. I don't understand that. Like, if you're talking to Vance Joseph, a defensive coordinator, and the head coach at Maryland Football College, who's not, it's not even a good program, really. I think he might be a good coach, but you got to talk to Lackley, I believe is his name, and down in Maryland, and you're not going to see if the Steelers might be incentivized to trade Mike Tomlin? What are you doing? Like, that's the only thing that's a little confusing. All right, Aaron Glenn, quick on this. He has now become my number one. And even before what he said yesterday, did you guys see the press conference with Glenn in anticipation of their matchup this weekend with the Commanders? I think many of you did. If not, I'm not going to play the video now, but I'll tell you very quickly, encapsulate what he said. He was asked, and it could have been a gotcha question. I don't think it was meant to be a gotcha question, but it could have been. He was asked, I paraphrase, hey, coach, what do you say to those who think that you're just a defensive coach? Now, that's a tricky question, and you could have said a lot of things. You know, you could have said what Rex said on the radio last week. Wow, I'm going to hire the best staff. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get the best guys. Okay, Rex. Thank God they're not hiring him. I love Rex, but that would have been a circus. What he could have said, and this would have been an acceptable answer. It wouldn't have set up my antennas and made me go anti-Glenn, but he could have said, would have been good. Good answer. He could have said, hey, listen, I am going to surround myself with bright, innovative, offensive minds, and I'm going to empower them, and I'm going to delegate, and I'm going to trust who I lean on, and they're going to do a great job, and the offense is going to be modern, and we're going to roll. That's what he could have said. Didn't say that. What he said was perfection. He looks, and though even the way he was standing, so composed, like a CEO, like a true leader. I mean, honestly, like a rock star. Yeah, he looks the part too. He's in great shape. He just projects well. Like, man, Aaron, I'm all in on Aaron at this point. Though I'd still like to call McCarthy and Tomlin just to get some answers there. But what he said was, he said, hey, listen, you can call me a defensive coach. That's fine. I'm a coach. And I know as much, if not more offense than a lot of guys who are just offensive coaches. So if you think you're hiring me and you're hiring a defensive coach, nonsense. You're hiring a coach. And that was so awesome, because the thing that always frustrated me, and I think it was the Denver, it may have been Denver. It was an early game where, like, there was such a disparity. The Jets threw it. And this was early in the season where Rodgers is still trying to find his footing, you know, coming off the injury. They threw it like 41 times. If it was the Broncos game, but I think it was in the rain, which is even more irresponsible. And he threw it like 40 times. They ran it like 15, just this ridiculous, irresponsible disparity. And I would guarantee that Robert Saleh never said anything. Like, a real coach, even if you're a defensive coach, but you know the game, you walk down to the coordinator, like during the game, you say, what the hell are you doing? Run the ball, mix it up. We're going to get this guy killed, right? Or at the very least, maybe if it doesn't happen in real time, you walk down to the offensive part of the building and you knock on that door and you deliver the same message. Whoa. What are we doing? Run the ball. All right. So I thought Glenn's answer was money. It was perfect. Not good. Not really good. It was sublime. It was an all-time answer. So that was awesome. All right.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.